protection.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? Hear our prayer, O Lord, and let our cry come to you. Do not hide your face from us in the day of our trouble. Incline your ear to us in the day that we call. Answer us speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we ask that the Lord teach you and your family to walk in the Spirit so you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the snare in your midst. May you and your people not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let you and yours not be deceived, nor your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Let you and your people not be tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, nor give place to the devil. Let wisdom enter your hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to your souls. Let discretion preserve you and your family. Understanding will keep you and your people, and deliver you and your house from the way of evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, let nothing wicked cling to you and your house. A perverse heart shall depart from you and your people, and you will not know wickedness. In Christ we pray that you and yours will rule your own spirits. Let love be without hypocrisy. Let you and your house abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. May you and your family endure all temptation and receive the crown of life. May the Lord search you and your people and know your hearts, try you and know your anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in you, and lead you into the way of the everlasting. In Christ we pray that the Lord our God will show you and your house his ways, and teach you and yours his paths, lead you and your family in his truth, and teach you. You, O Lord, are our shield, our glory, and the one who lifts up our head. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you and your people, and the great goodness toward your house, which he has bestowed on you according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, may the Lord make you and your family spiritually minded and give you and your people life and peace. In Christ we proclaim that God has not given you and yours a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. Lord Jehovah Yahweh, your everlasting strength, through him who is true, you and your family will not entertain confusion, but the breath of the Almighty will give you and your people understanding, and you and your family shall walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, in Christ we ask that all things covered be revealed, and all things hidden be known to you and your people. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Therefore, you and your house shall not doubt, but know the peace of God, and be comforted by the knowledge that God is for you. And in all things, you and your family are more than conquerors through him who loves you. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Through him whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith, may all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you and your house with all malice. Instead, in Christ we pray, you and your family will be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, in Christ we pray that you and your people will not be tormented with impure, evil, negative, vain, foolish, futile, sinful, or godless thoughts, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. According to the faith of God's elect, may you and your people have rule over your own spirits and your own emotions. Be anxious for nothing. In Christ we ask the God of our salvation to teach you and your family to let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Let the God of your strength bring you and your people out of the darkness and the shadows of death, and break your chains in pieces, and teach you and your family to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and not become entangled again with a yoke of bondage. In Christ we pray that God will give you and your family the assurance that with God all things are possible. Let God, our helper, make you and your house strong and of good courage, not afraid nor dismayed, but know in your hearts that the Lord our God is with you and your family wherever you go. God of our defense, make known to you and yours that the Lord is always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will strengthen you in your house, help you and your family, and uphold you and your people with his righteous right hand. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, a curse without cause will not alight on you and your house. In the name of Jesus Christ, our stronghold, may the Lord, the God of recompense, bless those who bless you and your house, and curse those who curse you and your house. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you and your family with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your mouth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your transgressions from you and your house. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also, to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. And God is our salvation and our glory. The rock of our strength and our refuge is in God. Let us sing of your power, O Lord. Yes, we will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you are our defense and refuge in the day of trouble. To you, O our strength, we will sing praises. For God is our defense, the God of our mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in Christ we ask that the Lord will give his angels charge over you and your family, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, angels shall bear you and your people up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. According to the measure of Christ's gift, in Christ, we pray, the Lord of hosts will give his angels special charge to accompany, defend, and preserve you and your family, and to provide safety for you and your people, day and night, and let you and yours have peace in the knowledge that you dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Master, let the angels of the Lord encamp all around you and your house and all that is yours, and deliver you and your people. The Lord God, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, will go before you and your family and make the crooked places straight. The Lord will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that you and your family may know that He, the Lord, who calls you by your name, is the God of your house. He will lead you and your family in paths you have not known. He will make darkness light before you and crooked places straight. These things He will do for you and not forsake you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. To him be the glory both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who is from the beginning, according to his abundant mercy, may the Lord redeem your life from destruction, crown you and your people with loving kindness and tender mercies, protect you and your family from accident, disease, depression, destruction, disaster, and the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. God of the living, shield you and yours from temptation and help you cleanse yourself and your family of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. It is written, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that every tongue which rises against you and your people in judgment, you shall condemn. May the God of your defense keep you and your people from the snares the wicked have laid for you, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while you and your family escape safely. Let all your enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. For the Lord your God will bless you and your family with favor. Yahweh will surround you and your house as with a shield. God of truth, give you understanding that you might know the Lord is your rock and your fortress and your deliverer, your God, your strength, in whom you shall trust, your shield and the horn of your salvation, your stronghold. May you and your people call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so you and your family shall be saved from your enemies. For the Lord has struck all your enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon you and your family. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. In his name, the Lord God of justice, deliver you and your people from every evil work and preserve you and your house. In Christ we pray that God, who is faithful to all generations, will hide you and your family from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, may the Lord make a hedge around you and your household, and around all that you have on every side. May the Lord God of your defense plead your cause with those who strive with you. Fight against those who fight against you. In Christ we pray that the Lord God of hosts will not let you be ashamed, for we have called upon the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against you and your house, for you are the righteousness of God. May the God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for you and your house. Also, draw out the spear and stop those who pursue you and your people. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after your lives. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot your hurt, who seek to destroy your lives and rejoice at your hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against you and your house. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish you and your family evil. You are in Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. To which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? To him be the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, glorify his name for evermore. Destroy, O Lord, and divide there the demonic spirits, their tongues. Everywhere violence and strife exists. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked. In Christ we pray that you and your family will trust in God, and the arms of the wicked shall be broken, for the Lord upholds the righteousness. In Christ we ask the God of gods and Lord of lords to break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until he finds none. Arise, O Lord, confront him. Cast him, Satan, down for your name's sake. May the God of all comfort and peace deliver you and your family from the wicked with his sword, with his hand from men. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. A fire goes before our Lord and burns up his enemies round about. Upon the wicked, O God of our defense, rain coals, fire, and brimstone, and a burning wind. This shall be the portion of their cup. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, the Lord, the God of recompense, will pull you and your family out of the net they have secretly laid for you, for he is your strength. Into his hand, in Christ we pray, you will commit you and your family. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let the net that the wicked has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. As for the head of those that surround you and your family, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let the burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fires, into the deepest pits, not to rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, let the Lord God of hosts cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They should come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. May the Lord show his marvelous loving kindness by his right hand and keep you and your family as the apple of his eye and hide you and your people under the shadow of his wings from the wicked who oppress you, from the deadly enemies who surround you. But you, O Lord, do not be far from us. O our strength, hasten to help us. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. The Lord will redeem your lives from oppression, and precious shall be your blood in his sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, nations shall fear the name of the Lord. In Christ we pray, you and your family shall take captive whose captives you were, and rule over your oppressors. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but the Lord shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let it bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. The Lord shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Bow down your ear to us, O Lord. May the Lord deliver you and your family speedily. Be their rock of refuge, O Lord, a fortress of defense to save them. For you are our rock and our fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead us and guide us. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Thank the Lord for all of his blessings, and in Christ we ask that he remember his covenant with you and your family. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, we ask these things in the precious name of his Son, Jesus Christ, the ruler over the kings of the earth. In Christ we stand on the blood covenant relationship that you and your family have with the God Most High, and through the blood of Jesus, we ask for His protection to you and your house. Remember your covenant, O Lord, and do not remove your protection. Blessed is the Lord our God, for He has visited and redeemed His people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for you in the house of His servant David, as He spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that you should be saved from your enemies and from the hand of all who hate you, to perform the mercy promised to your fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to your father Abraham, to grant you that you, being delivered from the hand of your enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of your life. For it is written, because Jesus keeps you safe, the wicked one cannot touch you. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the grace of God Almighty, in Christ we declare it so. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in you. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him, and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of His glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and He hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In Him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. We shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with us, and we, His people, shall never be put to shame. But to us who fear His name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings, and we shall go out and grow fat like the stall-fed calves. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.